Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Infinite Arousal. This is a dangerous concept. The idea of arousal being infinite, always getting stronger, deeper, more intense with every passing moment. Many things are infinite, and the more you look at them, the more you explore them, the more detailed they become. Fractals, space, they all seem to go on forever, and the more you explore them, the more you investigate it, the deeper the mystery goes. Are you aware of the power of hypnosis? How it can influence your mind? How it can affect your body because your mind affects your body? How words like arousal and desire can inspire feelings and sensations. Are you aware that your mind is responsible for your own arousal? That it, that part of you, creates, sparks, instigates, and fuels your desire. And like I said, hypnosis is a powerful tool. So I wonder what would happen if I let you focus on your arousal. A pure, simple focus, looking at, listening to, feeling your arousal grow. Even the tiniest spark will swiftly become a roaring fire. Flames that are fueled by fantasies, delicious and depraved desires that flow through that fire and somehow intermingle until all that is left is a wonderful glowing heat. Focus on that feeling, that sensation, that growing need, as you can feel, see, and hear your own desire growing. And the beauty is it only gets stronger the more you focus on it. The more you observe your desire, your arousal, the deeper in trance you go, which allows you to focus more on it and make it stronger. You feel more what you focus on, and the more you feel, the easier it is to focus on it. Now there are some words that make it more difficult to remain aware of what's happening. Words like drop and drip. How an empty mind, horny mind, is such an easy and alluring phrase. Empty mind, horny mind. And then it becomes so much more powerful, leaving you so drawn into the desire. You can always be more aroused. There's always more desire to be had. You can always fall deeper into the fractal of arousal. And this beautiful shape, this detailed depiction of desire, it keeps pulling you in, it keeps surrounding you as you focus and feel and fall and flutter deeper down into that wonderful sensation, becoming so sensitive, so sweetly surrendering to the sensations. Infinite arousal. It can only become stronger and stronger. As the trance deepens, the sensations inevitably grow. As you focus more on what you feel, and you feel more of what you focus on. It is such a beautiful cycle, such a wonderful experience. And once you realize that being hypnotized by your own arousal will just create an infinite feedback loop, you just can't hold back. You just have to go deeper. Because hypnosis is so wonderful, isn't it? To be hypnotized by your own arousal is just so delightfully teasy. To feel your mind melt away with the mere suggestion of pleasure and perversion, desire and depravity, everything just flowing by, just feels so good. And your body is getting so sensitive. Each part just seems to be so sensitive that the tiniest movement, the slightest breath already feels so good. And it only makes you want more because the arousal is just growing infinitely stronger and stronger. And the question is, what do I do with it? Now that you're in this spiral, going closer and closer, circling around a center of craving, this heat fueling your every thought, melting your mind into a blissful trance, where you want to focus on your own arousal, observe the desire, and then feel that fire fueled by your own deep surrender, desire, arousal, need. You're so hypnotized, so very entranced. You're fully focused on the feeling of arousal spreading through your body because of some words. wonderfully absurd and so delightfully easy. And it feels good to feel it flow through you. Each wave of wanting triggering the next, ever increasing as you're trapped in this infinite arousal. Although maybe you'll get a moment to recover, but only enough to realize that deep down inside you just want to go back. You want to fall further and drift deep. Have those drips and drops fall from your mind. It's such a simple tease, and so much has happened in so little time. In a moment, this file will end, but the arousal will keep on building. It's a simple effect that just keeps going stronger and stronger. And the more you realize it, the more you notice it, the more powerful it becomes. I wonder how aroused you're getting. Enjoy. And let yourself be aware of the pleasure, the desire building up that keeps pulling you down as you wake. Although it's so hard to stay awake, isn't it? It would be so nice to just immediately give in again, to feel the flush of desire, the heat growing. The surrender building so nice and deep, each moment melting further and further, as there's nothing to do but give in. There you go. It's okay to feel those drips and drops escaping from your mind. Like I said, in a moment, this file will end, and you'll be aware enough to know what you're feeling and how much deeper you go. Every time easier. Let's see what happens next. And enjoy the frustration.